Hami Piripi, heads Te Rārua, is working with the other iwi of the north at the moment, putting together their plans for 2022. But housing looms large as one of the major issues that they are dealing with in the north. It's an issue right across the country, but certainly there are many people who need support in the housing sector. Hami's kindly with us from Ahipara, I guess, today. Thanks for joining us, Hami. Te rā koe.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, tēnā tātou katoa.
So housing's the issue all across the country. What needs to be done and how urgent are the housing needs for the people represented by Te Kōtika, which is the combo of the five iwi in the north that are working together on these types of strategies? Talk to us about housing stock or lack of, please, Hami.
Well, we've got a whole spectrum of housing needs here in the far north, and our arrangement with the government over our social development and wellbeing accord allows us to sit down each year with them, discuss what our priorities are, discuss how things have gone in the previous year, and come up with some kind of plan to address them. And the housing crisis really extends from emergency housing through to social housing, and also expands into home ownership. Maori families now in the north here are finding home ownership to be a distant goal, almost unachievable for some, and certainly unachievable in an urban context with the price of houses we going far beyond our means. So what happens is that we get left further and further behind in the socioeconomic deprivation cycle, where housing is a very important factor. Some years ago, when our new Governor General Cindy Kiro was the Children's Commissioner, she put out a report on child poverty, and the report began by saying any child that doesn't grow up in a warm, secure home is going to have their chances severely depleted as they go through life. And that has proven to be the case. And so we're very anxious to ensure that we can provide enough housing for our people to at least have a secure environment within which we can raise our children. One of the biggest problems we have is the inability that we have to build on Māori land. And that's held up by a number of factors. One of the factors is the refusal by the banking fraternity to relax and allow their lending programs to enable us to build on Māori land. And it seems such a simple solution for us to be able to enable our people to build on their own land. It would take the sting out of buying a house by reducing the cost of the land value, which is usually the biggest cost. And then there's the red tape that we face with the local councils to enable us to build on that land. And then there's the whole pricing structure of building that makes it tough as well. So we're trying to put things in place to enable us to be able to facilitate the process better. So we're trying to initiate discussions with the council to cut some of the red tape and remove some of the levies that are being charged on building homes on land. And then we're also talking to the Minister Henare, and other ministers. We meet annually with a whole range of ministers to try and enable us to get into the cycle ourselves as iwi and as iwi organisations and contribute and facilitate this process. Because from our point of view, if we can't get our people into adequate housing, we're going to continue to have the same deprivation cycles that we have now, and it's going to get worse. So it's a really, really important issue to us. It's associated with our employment initiatives as well. We've got a whole employment program developing, and that employment program is around linking people's opportunities to our own asset development, for example, in horticulture, and trying to create vocational pathways for our young people using our own assets.
Hami, can I just interrupt? What about some of the models you're seeing downtown here? Seeing Aitai are heavily involved in building and construction. We've got the shared equity models as well. And as far as the potential for iwi to work alongside councils and indeed banks, perhaps to create the infrastructure to allow for housing on Māori land, I mean, you need pipes, drains, streetlights, etc., don't you, to do modern-style developments rather than dotting cabins on rural farmland. You know, what potential do you see for Māori interests, including Te Rārua or any of the other five iwi, to work alongside the banks as some sort of guarantor or investor to harbour some of the costs while our whānau get on their feet in that shared equity model?
Yeah, it's a really good idea, and we are exploring that. But the thing about that is that it's a difficult thing to establish, because the shared equity model requires a significant investment, which is, if you're going to talk about a number of houses here, then you know we I think we'd have difficulty trying to afford that. But it is an area that we're developing and we're trying to sort of break into, I guess. But it may not even need shared equity. You know, there's things like sweat equity you can build into a housing program, and even the situation around water reticulation. We can't understand why most of the consent problems we have with councils are around water reticulation and sewage disposal. But it seems so strange to us that a thing like sewage disposal requires good, clean, fresh water to make it work. And here we are desperately trying to seek water. You know? Are you there? Yep.
You okay there?
Yeah, so here we are we're trying to seek water, and here we are wasting it in everybody's toilets, you know. So we have to re-examine the whole basis upon which we establish our housing needs and how we can get back onto Māori land. There's a real problem we have with banks, because banks will not lend on Māori land. And the reason, we're not quite certain of the reason why they won't lend on Māori land, is because we think there is a way that they can lend on Māori land without risking their money, which is what they tell us. And it just seems that, you know, when it comes to Māoris, you're always risking your money. and we're saying, well, no, actually, you're not. There's no real reason why banks have a policy of not lending on Māori land. The reason is not good enough from our point of view anyway. And it's a really important aspect of any home ownership program. And, you know, so there is an equity issue there. We can contribute to the equity, but it's really about the red tape and about the monocultural system that's in place that disables our families from participating.
Good catching up with you again. Thanks very much. All the best with that, mahi. The five iwi working together on their work programs. Housing is just one issue that they'll be taking to Wellington in the near future. Hami Piripi from Te Rārua with us to Tukana Kia ora. Thanks, Hami.
Kia ora.
Thanks, mate. We'll talk again soon.